As Quest users become more and more prominent on VRChat, compatibility for the Oculus Quest is more and more sought after. Thankfully, making a world Quest compatible is not very difficult, though it can be a bit tedious. Since switching to the Quest build is slow the first time, it's best to make edits and corrections to the PC version first. That, and having a different hierarchy order between PC and Quest, can mess with synced objects. So make sure that both worlds have synced objects in the same place in the hierarchy, and with the same names. There are a few final optimizations you should ensure you have before uploading. Ensure that your lighting bake is accurate, so you didn't edit any static objects since the last lighting bake and your light probes don't have errors. Check VRWorld Toolkit's world debugger for errors, and fix them if you have any. Bake occlusion calling. Use the mass texture importer feature of VRWorld Toolkit to compress any textures that you haven't already. So click Get Textures from Scene, set the maximum resolution to, say, 1024, set the settings to something like this, and then click Apply. You can compress your meshes, too. To do this, click on the FBX file, and under Mesh Compression, click Medium. You can always click the circle with the question mark for more info. If you're using parallax maps, set the steps lower if you can on your material, or disable them entirely if they're not super important to the material. They are relatively computationally expensive, and even Oculus recommends not using them for VR. Ensure all of your pickupables are the child of one game object in the root of the hierarchy. A rigid body component means that the object's transform updates every frame, and any parent game objects also must update their transform every frame. So having only one parent game object makes our physics more optimized. Have options to toggle pickupables and shadows on real-time light sources if you have any. The latter requires using two separate buttons with Udon, and the script looks like this. If you're confused on how to set either of them up, then watch my UI and Udon videos. Before uploading, you should test your world first, not just in CyanEmo, but also in VRChat. To do this, go to the VRChat SDK control panel and switch to the Build tab, and then click Build and Test. You can increase the number of clients to simulate multiple players. Doing this not only gives you a perfect representation of how your world will function in VRChat, but also gives us access to the build report in VRWorld Toolkit, which we can use to find any uncompressed assets. There's another add-on I'd like to tell you about in this series. Comparatively, it's optional, but it can come in handy. It's called VR Build Helper. Its main feature is that it allows you to manage multiple branches of a world like version control, but it also comes with some helpful features, which I mostly use it for, which I'll get into in a moment. Once you're ready to upload, check VRWorld Toolkit, World Debugger to see if there's anything you need to fix. Then position the main camera where you want your world's preview picture to be taken. Open VRChat SDK, Control Panel, and switch to the Build tab, and click Build and Upload. After the build has completed but before it uploads, Unity will be in Game View. You need to enter the details of the world, which can later be edited on VRChat.com. Go back to the Scene View, and on the transform of the main camera, click the three dots, Copy Component, and then click on the new game object, VRC Cams Transform, click on the three dots on its transform component, and then paste component values. Repeat the process copying the post-processing layer component from the main camera, and then click on the three dots on VRC Cam, and click paste component as new. At the bottom of the upload screen, it says you can publish this world to labs. When you publish a new world, you'll have to wait 7 days until you can publish another. However, you can push as many updates as you want to existing worlds. When your world is published to labs, it can be accessed by other users if they have Show Community Labs turned on in their settings. When your world is in labs, there will be warnings when loading into it that has not yet been approved, and may perform poorly or contain offensive content. In addition, other users will not be able to set it as their home world. To get your world approved and out of labs faster, people can visit it, spend time in it, and favorite it. Labs is an obtuse system, and if you have any more questions about it, read the FAQ or ask in the VRChat Discord. I don't answer questions in the comments section anymore. If you have VR Build Helper installed, you will also see two options next to the preview image. You probably want to tick Save VR Cam Position. The other option is for the branch management feature I talked about before. If you go to Window VR Build Helper, it will bring up its respective window. You see the bottom has two buttons. Build for PC and Build for PC and Android. This will allow you to upload your world with a single click, meaning you don't have to go through the upload screen every time you want to push an update. The catch is that you have to upload it the normal way first. Now let's focus on the Quest version of our world. Switching from PC to Android versions usually takes a long time, but to make it faster, we can set up a local cache server. Go to Edit, Preferences, Cache Server, and then set the cache server mode to local. If the space on your main drive is limited, then you may want to use a custom cache location on a larger drive. The first time we switch from PC to Android and vice versa will be slow, but subsequent switches will be much, much faster. There's one last tool we should import called Easy Quest Switch. Once opened and set up, you can add game objects and assets to automate changes between the two platforms. Since Quest does not support post-processing, you can add a new slot and drag your post-processing volume into it. Then uncheck Active on Quest. In addition, make slots for all your materials using the standard shader. Then in the Project tab search bar, type Standard Light, and then drag this shader file into the Quest shader slot. In the VRChat SDK window, there's a button to switch to Android, but this has been reported to have bugs, so we will switch by going to File, Build Settings, or you can press Ctrl-Shift-B. Select Android, and under the Texture Compression settings, switch it to ASTC so that your textures don't look like crap on Quest. Then click Switch Platform. This will take a while on the first switch, but subsequent switches will be faster. Ensure that you aren't using shaders that are completely incompatible with Quest, like the aforementioned water shaders with GrabPass in the last video. GrabPasses don't work on Quest, they'll completely bug out and only render on one screen, so be extra careful not to use them on Quest. Quest worlds have a size limit of 100 megabytes. If it goes over, the world will not upload. The quickest ways to fix this are to compress or lower the resolution of your textures, light maps, meshes, audio files, or to use a larger ASTC block size for textures. All of that can be done with just a few clicks inside of Unity. Again, open VR World Toolkit and check to ensure that there aren't any problems. Finally, test the world with CyanEmu to make sure everything works. Especially make sure that your pens work, these have been known not to work on Quest sometimes. If it's all good, you can now upload the world to Quest. If you have a Quest, test out the world yourself. If not, get a Quest tester to look for any issues. If everything works, then congratulations, you did it. You now have the knowledge you need to make your own optimized Quest-compatible VRChat worlds. So you've finished. Now what? The first thing I would recommend is start using version control on your important projects, which is like keeping backups that you can revert to in case something breaks. There is a tutorial here about how to set up a local repository in Unity using SourceTree. If you want additional information on making VRChat content, I made a compendium for it on Steam Guides and on a new website called VRC Library, which you should totally check out. If you want to learn how to make your own 3D models, you've probably heard of the software Blender. It's a free, open-source 3D suite where you can make pretty much any game asset you want. I would first recommend following CG Matter's 2 Blender for Beginners videos before doing anything else with the software, and then looking up tutorials or in the documentation for whatever skills you need or want to learn. Unfortunately, I haven't been able to find the perfect course for creating game assets. Blender Guru's Donut Tutorial is the most popular Blender tutorial series, but it's not intended for making game assets, and I personally don't like his unscripted tutorials. Your mileage may vary. However, some of his scripted tutorials are quite good, like his one on how to create ArcViz, or architectural visualization. It covers not just the technical skills, but also the artistic skills when making 3D architecture, like where to get references and how to use them. Keep in mind that this is designed around Blender and doesn't take into account the technical limitations of real-time interactive software like Unity or VRChat. TLDR, don't use absurdly high-quality assets for VRChat worlds. If you want to learn more about coding, I'd recommend this free beginner video course by Brackies. It covers C#, which Unity uses, and you make Udon scripts with it by using Udon Sharp. I didn't cover Udon Sharp in my Udon video because it's meant to be a beginner-friendly series, and I only wanted to use Unity to keep the tutorial simple. Well, that's it from me. If you made it this far, give yourself a pat on the back. You deserve it. Never stop learning and adding to your toolset.